The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are all well aware of the fact that the first reading about the Jewish Passover prefigures the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every family had to procure a lamb. Right? The first public title given to our Lord Jesus Christ by John the Baptist was, "Behold the Lamb of God." The lamb would be male and without blemish, as our Lord was without sin. When the lamb was consumed, it was a family meal. Whenever we celebrate the Eucharist, whenever we celebrate the sacrifice of the lamb, it's always as a family. The entire lamb was consumed. Nothing was wasted. Just as down to the present day, a priest carefully purifies so that not one drop of our Lord's precious blood or one particle of his body is lost. But what jumped out at me today was the sealing of the door with the blood of the lamb. You know, for years I heard, and especially people in the charismatic movement, they'd say, "Oh, Father, you know, you have to plead the blood of Christ. And we should cover ourselves every day with our Lord's precious blood." And that always sounded so weird to me. Like, right? That's a little odd. You know, how do you do that? About a year ago, as I shared, being present for an exorcism, it was amazing. It was like our Lord was saying, "Okay, it's time for you to impart this and also to use it yourself in your own spiritual life." In the session, the priest had total authority over the spirit in this person. And he asked, he said, "How did you enter?" No, he said, "What's going to make you leave?" And the priest was holding a crucifix. And all of a sudden, the spirit in this man, he reaches out and he points to our Lord's right hand. And he makes this motion of kind of flowing down from his hand. And the priest asked him, he said, "I command that you respond verbally." He said, "What is going to make you leave?" And he reaches out again to our Lord's right hand, and he makes this motion going down, and he said, "The blood of Christ." And all of a sudden the priest says, "Okay, let's pray the litany of the precious blood." And we start praying the litany, and the spirit is so tormented. And then the priest asked, he said, "Why did you point to our Lord's right hand?" And he said, "Because I was the one who put that nail in his hand." And he says, "Were you present at Calvary?" And the spirit said, "Yes." He said, "Were you the one who moved the man to put the nail in his hand? And I command you to respond in absolute truth." And he said, "Yes." From that moment onward, every single morning, I plead the blood of Christ. Every time I elevate the chalice at Mass, I ask that our Lord cover every single one of you and our entire parish in our Lord's precious blood. You cannot find, or it would be very difficult to find, a long morning prayer of protection that does not speak about, "Lord, seal me as the Israelites were sealed with the blood of the Lamb, with your precious blood every single day as my protection." I close with this. I love in Mel Gibson's The Passion how St. Longinus, and this is what our tradition holds, when he pierced our Lord's side. So the first convert of the Catholic Church after our Lord's death, the soldier, the Roman soldier who pierced our Lord's side, tradition holds that in that moment, our Lord's precious blood flowed out upon him. And the moment he was touched with the blood of Christ, he was instantaneously and radically converted. My brothers and sisters, if it's not part of your regular routine, your spiritual life, I'd recommend incorporating that. It's a very simple prayer that every morning you ask our Lord to seal you with his precious blood for protection throughout the day. And of course, above all, you do that every time you receive our Lord's body and blood at Mass.